Last night, people turned out in cities across the U.S. to march against crime and violence. In New Orleans, the march was particularly urgent. The city is struggling with a summer crime wave. And as NPR's Molly Peterson reports, New Orleans residents are taking matters into their own hands.
New Orleans has a history of doing it big for the National Night Out Against Crime, and one of the reasons is Nelson Savoy. Tuesday night in the Bayou St. John neighborhood, 1,000 people came to his house, same as before Katrina.
We actually served over, 1,000 pieces of baked chicken and about 2,500 pieces of fried chicken. This is what it's all about getting together and about doing something together.
With free-flowing drinks and a live band, Savoy's party drew plenty of city officials, and not just police brass. The mayor and the fire chief stopped by, too. Along this part of Esplanade Avenue, lawns are neatly manicured and houses are grand. Savoy raises funds for police year-round. Tonight, he raffled off a shiny red Vespa.
I think we raised a good, I would say, $10,000 to $15,000. Now, I would be disappointed if we didn't.
Savoy's event hums with generators for the daiquiri machines. Over in Hollygrove, generators for FEMA trailers and at construction sites hum behind a more modest celebration. Bell South just restored phone service 2 weeks ago, and the neighborhood is still having trouble with gas and water services. Still, a few dozen Hollygrove residents grill hot dogs and hope for a breeze. Hollygrove's not raising money for cops and has none to give, but neighbors say police protection is key. One of July's 22 murders in New Orleans happened in Hollygrove. And even though the other killings were further away, neighbor Carol Dodson says she can't ignore them.
New Orleans is a small, big town. And, you know, more than likely you know somebody who knows somebody. How you doing? You know, crime in one area affects crime in the other area.
Dodson and other Hollygrove dwellers say they're now lobbying the city for their fair share of law enforcement and city services, the way areas back on their feet have been doing for months. The working-class Broadmoor neighborhood flooded deep but came back quick. Their night out event moves like clockwork. A few hundred people show up. Event coordinator Rusty Barrage says lately looting in abandoned neighborhoods has pulled cops away from Broadmoor.
So we're having real bad problems with looting, burglaries, and this is like in the middle of the day when people are there, so it's really very frightening.
This night out event benefited the Broadmoor Improvement Association. Barrage says from grant writing to neighborhood watches, her group has to do a lot of crime prevention on its own.
So we are looking at doing the lights. We have the car magnets that we're going to identify people who are supposed to be in Broadmoor. And if they don't have a car magnet on their car, we're going to go ask them nicely, what you doing here? Do you belong here? This is another area where we can meet our neighbors and watch out for our fellow neighbors. And we will. We will.
Now it's not just neighborhood associations who take action against crime. Down along the bayou, the Parkway Bakery and Tavern spent this year's night out collecting donations for the police department to buy bulletproof vests. Owner Jay Nix has styled the Parkway as a cop hangout. The reason, he says, it's an oasis of safety. Now that the National Guard is also patrolling city streets, he's got an incentive to draw their attention.
We want all the National Guard to come here and eat for free.
For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in New Orleans.